It is November 6, 2015. This is Sean McCourt here at the 2015 Virginia Film Festival in the Always Ambient Whiskey Jar, the Virginia Film Festival Central. I am sitting here with the director, the screenwriter, and actor from Jack of the Red Hearts, which screens tonight, Friday at 9 p.m. in Colbert Theater. Let's start with the director, Janet Grillo. Janet, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Janet Grillo, and I'm the director, and thrilled to be here at the festival sharing our movie with the Virginia audience.
Well, tell us a little bit about Jack of the Red Hearts.
So Jack of the Red Hearts is a fiction film. It's not a documentary, although, you know, some people have asked if certain parts were true because it has a lot of authenticity in this fiction. And it tells the story of a teenage con artist who's kicking around, getting in trouble with her probation officer and needs to lay low. So she cons the mother of the desperate mother of a child with autism into believing that she's a trained therapist. And so she moves into the house to be the living caregiver and gets a lot more than she bargained for, and that's really where the movie takes place, is when this girl is in the family and how everybody's lives change.
We're going to swing over to Jennifer Deaton, the screenwriter.
Hello.
Tell us about the origin of the screenplay.
Well, my niece, Hannah, is the inspiration for the character Glory. She's pretty severely impacted by autism, and I was babysitting her once years ago, and kind of exhausted by the challenges of autism. And I had always been a fan of Helen Keller's writing.
Yeah.
And knew very much about the impact that Annie Sullivan had in sort of reaching a child who seemed unreachable. And so on that particular day when I was exhausted with babysitting, I wished that there could be an Annie Sullivan type person, or if I could be an Annie Sullivan type person to reach my niece and help her sort of make contact, you know, with the world in a way that autism is sort of that thing that is such a conundrum, you know, for our society. So to me, the story is very much about an unlikely hero coming in, because Annie Sullivan was not a trained therapist. She was half blind herself. She was a ward of the state. And so our main character, played by Anna Sophia Robb, is this street kid who's a pathological liar and the last person you think can make a difference. And yet she comes in meaning to exploit the family, and yet has an experience she doesn't expect and an impact she doesn't expect.
Well, I want to hear more about the genesis of the film, but let's swing over a minute to Taylor Richardson, one of your actors. Say hi, Taylor.
Hello.
You can get a little closer to the microphone.
Okay.
The microphone is your friend. So tell us about the part that you play in Jack of the Red Hearts.
Well, I play Glory, and she is severely impacted with autism. She's pretty much nonverbal and can't really connect with people very well at all.
And how did you study for this role?
I watched a lot of documentaries. Janet, our director, wanted me to watch actual kids who had autism rather than somebody else portraying autism. And so I watched a lot of documentaries, just did a lot of research, and I actually went to my grandmother's school where she teaches, and I followed around a boy who had autism for a day and just kind of watched his mannerisms and how he acted.
Interesting. And what were the elements that you saw that you're able to integrate into your performance?
Definitely just all of your senses being overloaded.
Yeah.
Like if you see a light, it's like the sun is burning your eyes. Or if you hear a little sound, it would be like a drum pounding in your ear. That was a big part of it. Really taking all little things that we might not notice and multiplying it by 100.
Did you have any experience? Did you have any friends or relatives with autism before? Or did this movie sort of open up a whole new door for you?
This film definitely opened up a whole new door. I really didn't know anything about autism coming into it, except that there was a boy in my class when I was younger who had autism. That was about it.
Yeah.
So learning about this really opened a lot of doors.
Janet, let's swing back around to you. And this is a film about a character who is impacted by autism, but it's not a film about autism. It's a film about
right.
characters and the
right.
challenges that they face. So tell us what drew you to the material.
Yes, well, absolutely. And thank you for pointing that out. This is really a movie about love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie about family. It's a movie about the challenge that love poses and what it means to rise to the challenge of loving the other person in front of you, no matter who they are and what their needs are versus what's convenient for you. And it was a personal movie, although obviously not autobiographical, personal because I am the mother of a child with autism. And so when I read the script, not knowing anything about Jen, who had written it, my first response was, whoever wrote this knows
yeah.
that it had a lot of truth. And that's what I was interested in pursuing, was the truth and sharing in an authentic way what the situation is as an expression of what it means to be human. And so this is a movie for everybody. Although autism is the circumstance that draws these characters together, what we're really experiencing is the human heart. And that's what interests me, is how do we, in all of the journeys that we're on as people, share the common thread of caring, loving, struggling, challenge to love. And that's the movie.
The movie that we're talking about is Jack of the Red Hearts, which screens tonight, Friday at 9 p.m. in Cobra Theater. We're going to come back around to Jennifer Deaton, the screenwriter. Jennifer, you've been living in L.A. for 20 years. You've been writing. This is your first produced feature film.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit more about your background as a writer, what you've been doing.
Well, I first moved to Los Angeles out mm-hmm. of college with the intent of being a screenwriter, and I've actually been writing all this time, but you spend a lot of time paying the bills in different
yeah.
ways, and so my day job at this point is I'm actually a reader, a script reader for a studio,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy that very much. But I first wrote this script in 2006, and at the time I had an agent who didn't see the value of a story like this, because there were no explosions. There were no
aliens.
Yeah. So I put it on a shelf and wondered, okay, what trend am I supposed to chase?
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, I still loved the story, and because it was such a personal one, and I prayed to God for a champion, and the champion appeared. And her name was Lucy Mukherjee, and she was a producer who I knew through different things we were involved in. And she was actually working for a company that made horror movies.
Hmm.
But she responded to the script so much that she just started sharing it, you know, with no concern of any recompense, any compensation for her. She just started sharing it out of love for the story, and that's how it found its way to someone who said, we know the director for this. So they introduced us to Janet Grillo, and we watched Janet's first film, Fly Away. And when I watched Fly Away, I literally dropped my face into my hands and cried, because I recognized what my brother and sister-in-law go through, their feelings sometimes of just being at their wits' end, loving their daughter so much, but struggling with the challenges that autism presents. And so we knew Janet was the right one. And so even though it's taken this long for me to get a movie made, it just so sweet. It means so much.
And I do want to say thank you, Jen. That's so beautiful. But that also, while Jack of the Red Hearts for sure depicts the challenge and is very poignant, there's also a lot of joy and humor, and that this is an uplifting movie, that it's not like a hard slog through the dire straits of autism. Although, for sure, we're telling the truth about all aspects of it. There's a resounding feeling of hope and how the better angels of our nature lift up in challenge, or can.
Well, if you're gonna quote anybody, may as well quote Mr. Shakespeare. Jenny, tell us about the short film that Jen mentioned that you'd worked on before.
Yeah, it was actually not a short film. It's a feature film.
Me.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's a feature film that is still available on mm-hmm. iTunes and Amazon. It's called Fly Away.
Yeah.
It premiered in 2011 at South by Southwest, had a limited theatrical release, and is still available. It's been on VOD, DVD, etc. And it's a very personal story, which I did write, about a mother with a severely impacted teenager with autism, looking at the specter of her child's adult future and having to come to terms with what would sustain both her daughter and herself moving forward. So it was much more directly autobiographical in a way. And created a great opportunity to now make this film and work with these brilliant collaborators. And I have to say, Taylor, it will knock anybody's socks off who sees her.
Well, let's turn back to Taylor for a minute. Taylor, you're from Virginia.
Yes, I am.
But you've been in New York for the past 3 years working. You've been working on something else people might have heard of. What was that?
Yes, I was in Annie on Broadway, and I played Annie.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for almost 2 years.
Yeah, I can totally see it. How did the script come to you for Jack of Red Hearts?
You get a lot of auditions, and 90% of them you're not going to hear back from.
Yeah.
So I went in for this through my agents, just kind of thinking, why not? You know, I'll go for it. Not knowing very much about autism then at all. And I got a call back, and I went in, and I was actually able to meet Janet and work with her, and talking to her about her experiences with autism, you know, made me realize so much more. And I remember walking out of that audition, I said to my mom, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
I really hope I get this, because it seemed like something so special that could, you know, open a lot of people's eyes to autism as well.
And I want to say to the enormous credit of the extraordinary talent of this young lady that we auditioned quite a few children for the role. And there were some girls who came in who had done a lot of work on autism, and they came in with all the bells and whistles and the mannerisms.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tried to work with them in improvisation, it kind of stayed the same. And whereas Taylor came in and didn't know anything about autism but was so emotionally available and fluid, it was just like pouring water into a vase and so much fun to work with. And I just knew that this was our girl. And, of course, since she didn't have exposure to autism, we sent her away with a lot of to-do lists and some homework and came back the next week, and she just was brilliant. And we played. Remember, we just got on the floor, and we were throwing each other around and playing and having a great time.
More like a battle than play.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah,
to make it look like a battle. And, in fact, there is a fight scene in the movie, which was a choreographed dance. And I have to say this, is that after we cast Taylor, not knowing her as we do now, we thought, she's a young actress. You were 11 at the time?
Yeah.
And this sort of unpredictable, this is hard work. We should always have two cameras whenever we're shooting her scenes, because we don't know if she'll be able to repeat anything. So let's make sure we catch anything that she does. Well, the joke was on us, because, of course, she's an incredibly trained actress as Annie, who just on a dime can hit any note, has a mind like a steel trap. Anything I muttered in any absent-minded way, she would bring back and use, and is a trained dancer. So she and Anna Sophia Robb, who's also a trained dancer, did a fantastic job in the fight scene, which is choreography, really.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that, what that was like?
Sure. It was so fun because I'd never really done any stunt work before. And we had a stunt choreographer come in and teach us how to do the fight, you know, carefully and safe. And it was just so fun because Anna Sophia and I just are good friends, and it was really funny as well. It was hard not to laugh sometimes because, you know, since we knew each other pretty well, and trying to not laugh and be very serious in the scene was fun but also hard. But I really enjoyed it.
Especially when you pull each other's hair.
Yes.
Yeah, we have some great outtakes where they're having this battle and it looks like she's being horribly hurt. We say cut, and then they giggled like crazy. It was really a joy to watch.
So Jenny, you said you have a child who's on the autism spectrum?
I do. I have a 21-year-old son.
And has he seen the film?
Sure, he's seen it a bunch of times. He was a very brief moment.
He makes a cameo?
Yeah, as an extra in it. My son, I'm very, very, very blessed and grateful and happy to report, is doing extremely well and is not seriously and significantly impacted to begin with. So the child that you'll see in Jack the Red Hearts does not reflect the kind of autism that my son has. As they say, if you've met one autistic person, you've met one autistic person.
Right.
So he presents in a completely different way, and he loves the movie. And, is very supportive of it. But I don't don't think when he sees it that he sees himself on that screen, because he is so different.
So the movie we've been talking about is Jack of the Red Hearts, screens tonight, Friday at 9 p.m. in Cobra Theater. Go ahead, Jane.
I just wanted to mention, in addition to Taylor, the film has a wonderful cast. We've got Anna Sophia Robb playing the lead role of Jack, who from Soul Surfer and the Carrie Diaries, and whose Mercy Street also is showing in an episode of showing here at the Virginia Film Festival.
That's right.
And the mom is played by Famke Janssen of the Taken series and X-Men and How to Get Away with Murder, and she's incredible.
Yeah.
She's wonderful
she's
in this role.
Yeah.
And we also have Israel Broussard, who has another movie, Haters, which is also screening tonight, and we'll hear from him in an interview later. But he's wonderful in the movie, and John DeLeo and Scott Cohen round out the cast, and it was just the greatest cast to work with all around.
And so all three of you, Jenna Grillo, director, screenwriter, Jennifer Deaton, Taylor Richardson, and Israel Broussard, you're going to be at the screening, you're going to be after the screening, you're going to talk, which is one of the best things about, I think, this film festival is the opportunity to meet filmmakers. Quickly, before we go, Jennifer, what's next for you? I mean, now you've got a feature film out there.
Well, I just want to keep writing things that I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, the next thing I'm writing is a big action movie.
Cool.
But it has an element that is timely and is something that really interests me right now. So we'll see what happens.
And Taylor, what have you got coming down the pike?
Well, I've just been auditioning, and I'm playing a small part in another independent film later this month, and I'm also in my first year of high school, so that's a big part
so
as well.
You're busy enough, sure.
Yeah.
And Jenna, is there a website for this film that people can go to?
There is, www.jackoftheredhearts.com.
Jackoftheredhearts.com.
We also have Jack of the Red Hearts Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we really hope that people will check it out. And very soon we'll have a trailer posted, probably by the end of next week. So yeah, please join us.
So are you just hitting the festival circuit now? Do you have?
Well, we've been very fortunate on the festival circuit. This is our 10th festival that we've played since May, and I very happy to report we've won about a dozen awards so far.
Taylor and Jen just looked at each other with 10? Really?
Yeah, it's been that many. Film festivals in the United States, as well as Canada, as well as Rome. We just got back from the Rome International Film Festival, and that was a fantastic experience. And we actually are going to be in release. We're going to be in theaters, in AMC theaters. Yep. So audiences can see it in AMC theaters the last week of February, February 26th. 25 to 30 AMC theaters across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So if you join our Facebook page, you'll get the specifics as to where. And then we're going to be aired on Lifetime during April Autism Awareness Month.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I think in May, we're going to be available on streaming sites, VOD, DVD, Netflix, Amazon, all the usual, right?
Yeah. So people can see the film.
They absolutely. But we hope that people see it tonight.
But they should come see it tonight.
They come tonight because you get to meet us. And see it before all your friends do.
At 9 p.m., that's Jack of the Red Hearts, 9 p.m. at Cobra Theater. Gosh, thank you so much for coming here and for being part of this discussion and for being part of the Virginia Film Festival.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing all three of you back here in the future.
Thanks very much.
All right.